Ah, the sound of the 80s. Radio Gaga. Yeah, this was another, really. It was a sort of one of our first uses of sort of almost a techno types approach, but hopefully with a bit of a good melody in there. It was very much a audience participation song, and has proved pretty popular. So,
interesting. One of our first excursions into real sort of machine type things. We started off, Roger and I, together on this one, actually, strangely enough, with, you know, chucking some ideas around, but we actually split in the end, and Roger's half became Radio Gaga, my half became machines, back to humans. But it was an interesting time of us sort of blending our skills with the synthesizer world, I suppose.
Yeah, at the time, the technology at the time, it was actually fairly basic. Now it's very basic, actually, but it was effective. And using the arpeggiator on the fabulous Roland Jupiter 8.
Gave rise to one of our best videos, which in turn gave rise to a great audience kind of tradition. This sort of double hand clap. The double snare is actually not double, it's a repeat, isn't it, on the record?
Yeah, it's
interestingly.
A repeat, yeah. And it was actually called Radio Caca, which is French for something that comes out of your bottom.
Inspired by your little boy, wasn't it,
yeah,
Rog?
Yeah, and my boy, my eldest boy, was at the time was very young and half French, and he just referred to the radio as being Caca, and that was the idea. That was where it came from. And I don't think we ever actually changed it, but we do actually say that on the record. And if you listen closely...
It's still there.
It's still there.